Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Three on Tuesdays is John W. Spring Hour, and John is here. We have a new article called "Reimpose U.S. Sanctions on Iran and Denuclearization of the DPRK." We talked about some of these elements in the last two segments with Dr. Bob Teal, and although it's well-intended and we need to do sanctions and need to break the Iranian agreement, the Europeans and the Russians and Chinese are not breaking ranks. They're actually trying to still support the deal, even though many of the European companies are actually pulling because they know they want to do business in America. November 5th, the next level is going to hit the banks and the production of oil. And with the lockstep link with Russia, who's, by the way, you've done the research and I found other sources, that the DPRK received their Rosatom Russian-made nuclear missile components for the rocket engines and the missile guidance systems from Russia. And, of course, you have to remember that North Korea, it was a former satellite of the Soviet Union. To me, there's still a satellite of the Soviet Union, which exists on paper. And what Mr. Vladimir Putin wants to re-exert is the re-emergence of a new Tsarist empire under him, who is very possibly a genetic endowed like a descendant of the ancient Tsars and Tsarina as the illegitimate child of the Tsarina, and we call Rasputin, because I believe that there may be some bloodline issues that are going on. I'm just making conjectures here, but there's an awful lot of evidence that suggests I may be correct. And what I see happening is the actions by Trump, along with the Europeans trying to suppress the populist nations of Italy, Hungary, and Austria to leave the Union. They're probably going to re-engineer and re-engineer Europe to become a United States of Europe, but they're not going to leave them to let them leave, just like in the United States of America after the so-called Civil War. Nations are going to have, nation states that could leave, like Texas, would precipitate a civil war in this country, and I think the same thing is likely to occur in Europe, where they want to have a rapid reaction force, not to fight against Russia or China or invaders, but simply to suppress their own nations from leaving the European Union and the banker control. It's now, since Brexit, Germany's taken over much of the banking actions that Britain used to have. So the rise of the Fourth Reich is actually ever present. Believe it or not, the good actions and the proper actions of Trump are catalyzing this rapidity of the change of the superstate Europe becoming the beast empire with the rise of the Fourth Reich. And what I see happening is very biblical. What I see happening with North Korea is a proxy nation that's becoming a Walmart for nuclear and missile weapons, and biological weapons possibly too.
Yes,
as well. The DPRK and chemical weapons. And remember, these are proxies for the superstates of Russia and China. They're not our competitor, they're our enemies. And we have to face this, that we haven't. We've, with the World Trade Organization, built up China, which we shouldn't have done 25 years ago. And we have these crazy, stupid, suspended idea that if the Chinese PLA become rich, they'll become more like us, and they didn't. And we think that if the Russian oligarchs became rich when they suppressed their own people and have become billionaires. For example, Mr. Putin is like a mob boss. He gets a percentage of any action going on in Russia, and that's why we have Mr. Browder, is this quote, stark enemy because he tried to make Browder try to make deals with other oligarchs that were not under Putin's control or absolute control. And that's why oligarchs who fought against Putin are either in jail or dead. So people need to start understanding what's really going on here is that the rocket systems and the missile guidance came from Russia, the former Soviet Union, and that Mr. Putin, and again, this is where I disagree with Donald Trump being nice to Mr. Putin in his recent meeting with him in Helsinki. He should have slapped him politically across the face, and then he would have had some, a little more respect from his right base. He also should have been much more forward, saying you're hacking into our power grid, our water treatment facilities, and our air traffic controllers, and you're damn well going to stop it, because we're going to do things to you like freeze your bank accounts, and we're going to hack into your systems, and believe me, you better not do tit for tat, because we've got a lot more tat than you have tit. So, to be honest with you, Trump needs to become more Trump-like. And he needs also put people on the ground to verify what you've talked about, which is the nuclearization and the removal of missiles. The actual information I have coming to me from my various sources is that the missile program in North Korea is accelerating. It's not decelerating.
Yes.
And that the so-called site they blew up had nothing to do with their actual missile test site, that there's no evidence whatsoever that Mr. Kim, backed by Mr. Xi of China, who told him on the beach, don't make a deal with America, don't worry, we're waiting to outweigh the Americans, because if we can push in some way or other, get the Democrats to take over the House and they impeach Trump, this deal will disappear and you'll be fine to build your nuclear weapons and sell them to Iran, to Venezuela or Brazil or anybody else who wants to be able to attack America from the South. So believe it or not, I think Trump is dropping the ball because he's not listening to you, me, or other so-called experts, and he isn't being tough enough, and he's not being Trump-like enough to actually put Putin on his, in his spot. He didn't put him in his spot. He better start tightening the thumb screws on Putin and on Mr. Xi, because a deal with Kim is not going to be contingent on Kim doing this independently. It's going to be contingent on us forcing them to have on-the-ground monitors right now to monitor the denuclearization and demissilization. And also the same thing needs to be for Rouhani. Why are they waiting until November 5th to squeeze the banks and the oil production? Do it today. Why don't they tell Mr. Putin, we're going to freeze all your damn bank accounts unless you stop shipping material and rocket engines to North Korea? Because we know it from our intel agencies. If I can say it and you can say it from your sources, you can be damn certain that our intel agencies are fully aware of this, but Trump is either not advised or he's not doing anything about it. What do you think?
Well, the first thing that we must realize about North Korea is that they are switching over completely from liquid fuel to solid fuel rocket engines for their ICBMs.
They already did it. It's done. My guy in CENTCOM, who I had on last year, they've had this capacity now for 4 years. At that time, it was 3 years. So people need to know that North Korea could strike America, and even in their satellites would pass American airspace in lower 48, cross their airspace twice a day, and they could have a low-yield kiloton electromagnetic weapon in one of their satellites and wipe out our power grid, and we will literally eat ourselves out. You know, just like Venezuela, you'll eat your pets first, and then you'll eat your children second, and then you'll eat your neighbor. How's that?
North Korea's had the electromagnetic pulsation capacity for more than 5 years now, Dr.
Right.
Deagle, and when I say the switchover, I mean from liquid to solid, and that's why they've been so generous about destroying their liquid rocket engine test sites, because they're no longer needed. They're putting all of their eggs now into solid fuel, basically, and as a result, they will be able to launch on a moment's notice while taking a few minutes to bring them from hidden underground bases or other clandestine areas before they're being launched. And prior to the solid fuel rocket engines, it would take several hours. It was very similar in some respects to what it was like during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when you had to have these huge vats of liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen and hoses and pumps connecting to the rocket engine fuel tanks before the thing could be launched.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And at this time, they'll be able to launch within a matter of moments, so that they can bring something out that might be detected just at a moment's notice by satellite, while in the past...
We don't have any launch on command warning by infrared fueling of the tanks. It takes hours. So as a result, in the past, we could hit one of these missiles as they're putting up in the launching bay by a satellite-based directed energy weapon or laser. We can't do that if they pull them out of a cave somewhere in North Korea or in a submarine. And by the way, their submarine programs are getting very advanced, so they can literally come to the Gulf of Mexico or off the coast a couple hundred miles. So you don't have to have a long-range nuke. They can have a short-range one that can strike us under 5 minutes.
Yes.
So guess what? The game is on here, people, and it's Russia and China that are playing the game through North Korea. To address the issue of Iran. I see Trump doing the right thing, but the Europeans are doing the wrong thing. In fact, what I see is a direction which is very apocalyptic and biblical, that the rise of 27 nations led by primarily Germany, who's taken over a lot of the banking actions with Brexit of Britain, is very probable. What you're going to see here is the rise of super state, Fourth Reich Europe, basically who's going to allow Iran to continue expanding its nuclear and missile problems. And Israel, allied with America, I see the parties literally right out of the table of Ezekiel 37 and 38 lining up for the battle of the King of the North, which I think is going to be Europe. And what I see happening is a virtual guarantee of a virtual thermonuclear war where Russia and Iran are going to attack Israel, and Israel is going to nuke the hell out of them. They don't get it. It's right in the Bible. We had Bill Salison talking about this in his book a few years ago, that in western Iran, near the Bashar reactor built by the Russians since the contract in the 1970s, is very likely going to be nuked here in the not-too-distant future. And Israel is just betting on it. In fact, we've given them our long-range tanker bombers to make sure their jets can fly up 1,500 miles, drop the nuclear bombs on the Bashar reactor, blow it all to hell, which will make western Iran unlivable. And it says in the Bible that there should not be a person in western Iran that will not immigrate to some place in the world, because this is coming, isn't it?
Yes. And keep in mind that Israel also has a few submarines from which
right.
they can launch their ballistic missiles.
Right. Right. And by the way, people need to understand that the Iran has the biological weapons that were originally developed with the Bio-Preparat program north of Moscow. All those bioweaponeers actually moved to Tehran or Syria. So all those dangerous biological weapons the Iranians have now.
Yes, it's a very serious situation. They've had them for quite some time.
20-some years since those bioweaponeers moved from Moscow and north of the facility, north at the Bio-Preparat program, to Tehran. Period.
Yes. Okay.
So what do you have to say about the Iranian agreement? Because I think that they should clamp down the banks now on the oil thing. And I think they should also seize and freeze the funds for Mr. Vladimir Putin and the oligarchs, and also China. Shut them down, because the Chinese are basically a paper tiger and we have a match to the right paw. And Mr. Xi told Kim, don't make a deal. So people think it's just a deal with Kim. It's not. It's a deal with Russia and China, and we're not dealing with them, are we?
No. Two other things we should keep in mind. Just like JFK did during the Cuban Missile Crisis, Trump should be doing with Putin. Put him on notice that if a missile is fired from North Korea, we're not just going to retaliate against North Korea. We're going to retaliate against Russia and probably China. at the same time, because we're going to be in such a state of condition, we're not going to be able to ascertain as to where it originated from. And in reality, it's basically the same thing as the Cuban Missile Crisis, in which we basically sent our when the Soviet Union sent its nuclear weapons to Cuba at the behest of Fidel Castro, and Khrushchev, basically sending it from a foreign country rather than from your own country, using Cuba then as a proxy. The same thing is occurring now. Putin has authorized Kim Jong-un to have these reasonably advanced missiles, and as a result, Kim is acting as a proxy for Putin.
And, right.
And we must emphasize that. Another thing is the 35th anniversary of the KAL Flight 007 is coming up either on August 31st or September 1st of this year. And 62 Americans were aboard that flight, and all of them did survive, along with the other passengers, which totaled out to 269 passengers and crew. And the Russians have always denied this, but Israeli and other sources have been able to verify that all of these people did survive. They were placed in prison labor camps. The children were separated from their parents and placed in orphanages according to ethnicity and race. So we should start getting a little tougher on Russia than we have all these
right.
years.
Exactly. What I think is happening is Trump is not being Trump. I think he's being de-Trumped by the advisors around him. That's why we need what's called a Samuel Council, which will include you and experts like Scott Adams, people like Cody Snodgrass, former CIA munitions expert they tried to kill because he wouldn't blow up the Mirror building. And what people need to start grasping here is what's going on is an end game, isn't it?
Yes. What people need to understand is that the people that are now advising Trump are basically the same individuals that got us into the dilemmas that we're facing now in the Middle East without solving the situation on Afghanistan. And as a result, we're just adding to the problem rather than reducing it. And when you put too much emphasis on Iran, as the administration is now doing,
right.
you're weakening your negotiating power with North Korea, both diplomatically and militarily.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I'll tell you why, because I think actually it's the same players. If you look at Russia, Russia is the primary supplier of the Rosatom engines and the guidance systems. Russia is the primary supporter of Iran. If without the Tehran regime thinking Russia's in their back step supporting them, then Iran would probably have an internal revolution. The fact that under Obama that we never had any moves to actually support the people there, they probably would have had a revolution to get rid of the mullahs already. So I don't think it weakens. I think the problem is that we seek a weak position being taken by Trump, even with PNAC author John Bolton. I think we need to be a lot tougher with Russia and China, because we're never going to get an agreement with Iran or with North Korea unless Trump becomes more Trump-like.
Yeah.
He needs to stop kind of backpedaling and trying to make a deal like he's making a real estate deal. He needs to be a lot more forward in who gives a damn what the media thinks, because internationally or nationally, whether it's BBC News or media here like CNN and MSNBC, he's never going to get kudos, even if he actually stops the proliferation of nuclear weapons. They just want total control. They want America to be Zone 3 on a 10-zone world trade zone area. They want this rise of super state Europe that controls every nation so they can't leave the European Union and has a stranglehold on their economy and their currencies. And what we see is a biblical rise of global satanic luciferic oligarchs who don't want representative government in any nation on earth. And America is the last doorstop to Satan taking over this planet. The last nation that could actually stop them. And and we could collaborate with Russia and China, but they need to behave themselves. We could make them behave, but we're not doing it. And that's because Trump hasn't contacted you, me, or other experts who can advise him what to do. Government putting sanctions on Turkey is very apropos, but as you mentioned on the break, Turkey has license to make or service the air Stinger missiles. They also have license to make the Abrams tank. In fact, they're the second largest manufacturer of Abrams tanks in the world besides America. People don't know that, do they?
No. And Turkey is not our most reliable ally, as we're finding out.
They're not an ally at all. In fact, the fact that they're a proxy member of the European Union, so the rise of the Fourth Reich would include the same parties it was in the First World War, which is Germany and Turkey. That's why they're all over North Africa. People don't understand this cabal of evil involves the Turkey's reemergence of the Ottoman Empire, which Maduro thinks he's a new proxy Muslim emperor or caliph, and he wants to re-exert it. We have even the media people like Adnan Oztar, who's actually a top media person in Tehran, in Turkey, who actually is pushing forward the idea of the re-emergence of this alliance where the Turks become full European members. And that's the kind of deal they're making to actually hold back the massive number of people coming in from North Africa and the Middle East, is to house them in Turkey at the cost of the European Union. People don't know this, do they?
No, I think you meant Erdogan rather than Maduro.
Erdogan, I mean, yeah. So Erdogan is basically a proxy emperor, a Muslim emperor of the rise of the neo-Ottoman Empire. And what I see happening is Brexit is actually catalyzing Germany to take over a lot of the financial actions. So we see the rise biblically of the superstate Europe, which involves the Turks and the Ottoman Empire, and a dark alliance that's just there back and forth, where Turkey now is actually more allied with Russia. In fact, Russia tipped them off when they tried to do a coup two summers ago.
Yes.
And it's very probable the American deep state intel agencies were directly involved in that coup. And because Russia tipped them off, Erdogan has actually moved into the orbit of Russia now, even though we have the Insulet Air Base in southern Turkey, which is their primary base for launching nuclear weapons against Russia, and their air base attacks against Iranians or anybody else in the Middle East as the Insulet air base. This is a very scary thing, isn't it?
It is. Turkey had an alliance with Israel a few years back, but I think that's changed drastically as well. So it does definitely change the geopolitical situation in the Middle East considerably.
I don't think, this is a warning to you nations out there, translate whatever language you want to know, any nation that attacks Israel faces annihilation.
That's so true.
You might as well lean over backwards like one of these gymnasts and kiss your butt goodbye, because you're going to die. If you attack Israel, Russia, China, or anybody, you're dead. You're not going to have a bad day. You're going to bite it. And Israel has their own space-based image set weapon systems, as well as a very advanced missile defense, which they're building for us with our money. And people don't understand, Israel's not going to take it. They're not going to be holocausted again. It's not going to occur. Any attempt to annihilate the little state of Israel is the annihilation of your country. That includes Iran, Russia, China, or anybody. It says it right in the Bible, 85% of the troops that will try to land and attack the nation of Israel will die on the hills trying to attack Israel. It's in the Bible, even the numbers.
Yes. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of these statements are included in the Old Testament, not just in the book of Revelation.
I like to put it this way. The questions are in the New Testament, the answers are in the Old. How's that?
Very, very, very succinct and very true.
Yeah. You'll find it. So why did God put the questions in? Because he's God. To God, there's no past, present, and future. To God, everything is omniscient now. Everything to God is now. N-O-W.
Yes.
Interesting, eh?
Yes.
There's nothing that that clouded his shadow of his intellect or intelligence or his ability to be omnisciently and omnipotently in control. God knows all, sees all, and is everywhere in all time and all place.
Amen to that. Now, getting back to Tehran and Iran, they're closely aligned, very closely aligned with Russia and China.
Right.
Also, close contacts with North Korea.
Right. In fact, the collaboration is so tight. Did you know the Iranians pay $3 billion a year just to have observers in the missile development system and the nuclear weapon systems that Russia and China are collaborating with Iran, with North Korea? $3 billion a year is the number I have from my sources. They're just paying to have observers there.
And they're getting very close in technology. A lot of people say, well, during the time of this so-called Iran nuclear treaty, nothing was happening. Well, nothing was happening in Iran, but a great deal has been happening over North Korea, where a good share of the Iranian scientists and Russian scientists who assist the Iranians have been relocated, at least temporarily.
Well, Iran's a lot closer than North Korea. I'm sure they can get the Rosatom engines and the missile guidance systems. And I'm sure that there's oligarchs and Putin himself who wants to see a refurbished Iran maintained in not only the air base in Syria, but also their naval base they've had for decades, because they've had a long alliance for like five decades plus with Syria. That's why they have this major naval base in the Mediterranean. The only one they have is on Syrian soil, isn't it?
That's so true. And it's at a very strategic location. Another reason, of course...
By the way, that location is the actual location. If you actually study the geography, it's the location of prophecy of Revelation 10. If you actually say that they saw this giant put one land in the sea and one land in the one in the ocean and one in the sea, if you actually look at, he's looking north to the actual naval base in Syria that is actually implanted by Russia. Did you know that? If you actually look at the prophecy of Revelation 10, it actually describes the giant actually looking at the Russian naval base.
Interesting.
And you can talk to biblical experts, they'll tell you that. Why did they put it there? You know, there's a place in Syria where you can actually look, see the geography and the geology. That's exactly where the naval base is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. People need to understand that is actually Russia's only true warm water port now. Even sections of the Black Sea freeze up during cold winter months. And the same is true of the Baltic Sea, and of course we know about Vladivostok.
And what about Kaliningrad, which is the strange place, which is Russian territory, south of the Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and it's chock-a-block full of missiles that can hit every square inch of Europe. You know, they basically locked down every missile on every square inch of Europe, and the Europeans making stupid deals with Russia, Germany did, to get Russian gas to supply 2/3 of the gas supplies for Germany and other European countries, and basically paying off the Russians to say, don't nuke us because we're in business.
Yes. And that's why Trump made the statement, I think, to Angela Merkel not so long ago when he said, you folks are really under Russian control because you are getting your gas and oil from Russia.
Yeah. Yep. But honestly, I think that Trump is trying to make that deal, but if he locks that deal down with collaborating over Iran, I think the Europeans are going to tell us to go to hell. I don't think Trump's deal is going to come through, and I think you're going to see eventually Europe walk, because they don't want a trans-European force just to fight Russia. They want a trans-European force to prevent people leaving the European Union.
Yes.
Period. Well, that's what's going on here. You need to get an idea that these rises of populists in Italy, Austria, and Hungary, even blocking people like Mr. Antifa supporter, you know, George Soros.
Yeah.
He's a persona non grata in Britain. If he goes there, he immediately gets arrested. If he goes to Hungary, they don't even want to see him. They'll arrest him on the spot.
Yes. But you've also got to understand that money apparently talks a great deal. And But here in the States, one of the problems that we have is that Trump has not been able to consolidate his power. We have this bickering with the Democratic Party in Washington, and even
right. That's because we have a bankopoly.
Yes.
The banks run everything. They run the parties. When he tried to even get the get rid of the Fed Reserve debt by printing our own money, he was told to be silent. But the people he is now in his party surrounding regarding banking. Statement before, but I'm going to make it again. You're either going to listen now when we have a Samuel Council. I'm working with Scott Adams to get a back door so we can get so many minutes a week to have a conference call with top people like yourself, whistleblower on the Cuban Missile Crisis, people like Scott Adams, Lowell Ponte, experts like Scotty Snodgrass, former CIA munitions expert. They tried to pay $1 million to blow up the Murrah building. When they didn't, they tried to kill him. People need to understand the reason why I say, well, why don't they kill you, Deagle? Because you talk about all this stuff. So you don't, because if they killed me, you out there, knuckleheads, might believe me. The problem is, if people actually believe what I say on this show, whether it's dealing with health issues or geopolitical or spiritual, and they took it seriously and prayed on it, because you don't have to believe what I say, prayed on it, you realize that Trump is screwing up. He's doing lots of great things. The economy's 4.1% the last quarter. He's starting moves towards North Korea, but he'll never succeed with North Korea and Iran unless he squeezes the hell out of the dictators and the not competitors but enemies of states of Russia and China.
Absolutely.
Unless he does that and listens to our advice, he needs to also de-license the media and get rid of people like Antifa. Antifa shouldn't be allowed to exist. You know, they try to say they're not connected to the Democratic Party. I saw one knucklehead female commentator from the Democrats trying to say Antifa's not connected to the left and the liberal Democrats. That's a lie, okay? The fact is, these kind of parties supported by George Soros shouldn't exist. And media that directly is doing a soft coup against Trump should be gone. Mueller should not have another word to say. He should be literally going to prison for the criminal activities done in previous things, which he did a cover up after 9/11. Mueller was directly involved with that. And we have other people that need to be removed from the people around Trump that, you know, some of the things they do might be strident, like, you know, PNAC document author John Lightning Bolt, I call him. But the fact is, Trump is not going far enough. If he was to come up with a public statement after he screwed up in Helsinki and said, Mr. Putin, I'm going to slap a freeze on your bank accounts and all the oligarchs. I'm going to do the same thing with China today and the same with Iran. Why are we waiting to November 5th? What the hell's the problem? Why don't they clamp down on their oil production? They already got to deal with Saudi Arabia to produce oil and gas. We got enough oil and gas ourselves to keep the price stable so it doesn't go skyrocket and collapse the economy. What we need to do is if he doesn't squeeze on Russia and China, he'll never get a productive deal from Iran and North Korea, because it's the plan of Russia and China to proliferate nuclear weapons and eventually take America down with an EMP attack, a cyber attack, and eventually attack on our military bases. And literally a phone call to say, surrender or have your entire population die in a thermonuclear war. And we don't have missile defense, and Trump isn't talking about it. He's not talking about the stupid things like he wants to put 5G network up, which allows the banks to set up a matrix all over the country and the world. What happens is we have a bankopoly, and Trump can't even do the things he knows he could do as a business person to pay off our national debt by not having the Federal Reserve System controlling our money. But he's not doing it.
No.
And at the same time, he's also talking to the Jews about building the temple. It's okay to have your embassy moved to Jerusalem, that's fine, but rebuilding the temple is a violation of a basic Christian precept that Jesus paid the price for all of us, including the Jews, and then building the temple is the abomination that desolates or gives territory to our potential enemies, Muslims, in the occupied territories. And we have people like Antifa and these other maniacs and people like Ocasio-Cortez that says that the Israelis are occupiers. Are they crazy? Israel has been a capital of Jerusalem and is of the Jews and the Hebrews, not just Jews, for over 3,000 years. This is insanity. And Trump needs to stop becoming and behaving like a baby Christian and have a testimony and quote the Bible and have a Bible prayer meeting and a public, let's say, video meeting with the public, say, half hour a week, not just quick tweets for 180 characters. He needs to start becoming a real live Christian president instead of Trump Pinocchio. And if he had the guts to meet with you and me and others for 22 minutes a week, anonymously, where we can just dialogue with the guy and give him facts that he's not going to get from Johnny Lightning Bolton or Pompeo or some other so-called intel person that has an agenda that's going to hide facts from him about the fact we don't have missile defense. And if we don't squeeze Russia and China, he'll never get a productive deal from Iran or North Korea. It's not going to happen. And it's not just window dressing to say, I'm going to stop nuclear proliferation. If he doesn't, Americans, by the hundreds of millions, will die in a thermonuclear war within this decade. Within this next decade, most of America will die. Okay? And it'll be his fault because he's screwed up, won't it?
Yes, it will. Now, again, I want to emphasize, I know this is a little bit out of sync, but I don't think most people understand that what is going on in North Korea right now is literally an about-face from the treaty agreement.
Of course it is. Their missiles are being built faster. They're doing nothing that indicates they're doing anything to denuclearize or demissilize. The North Koreans are lying pieces of human fecal matter, okay? And they're backed by Xi in China, who told them, don't make a deal. And they're backed by Mr. Putin, who's laughing this friggin' Russian oligarch dictator head off, okay? So it's ridiculous.
Well, this is what the American people need to understand about North Korea's new ICBM. It's a solid-fuel rocket engine that's propelling it.
And the solid-fuel rockets can be delivered by submarines because the Chinese have given the North Korean submarine technology, which they have been testing for years, and they now effectively can move a few hundred miles off the coast and strike a major U.S. city within hundreds, not thousands of miles, within minutes. Not 18 to 28 minutes, but within 5 to 7 minutes. So people need to start grasping here that we're under a dramatic increase in the playing cards here of checkmate America, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. How's that?
Yes. People need to also understand that that this missile is now, this ICBM that we're talking about, the solid-fuel missile, is as effective as Russia's Topol-M ICBM or China's DF-41.
That's because they transfer technology. They let them leapfrog forward. And these North Koreans, by the way, Korean people by themselves have a higher than average racial IQ than most people on Earth. That's why when you see the tech industry coming out of South Korea, I'm looking right now at my two monitors. They're both Samsung monitors from South Korea. They're freaking amazing. The Korean people are really super smart. But if they've grown up in the Hermit Empire in the North, under the auspices of the Soviet Union, which they still, in a sense, are approximately under with Mr. Putin, and Putin wants to re-exert them. That's why, luckily, we re-weaponized the Ukrainians so they wouldn't be taken over by Russia again, although they grabbed Crimea because a lot of the people are Russian. But the fact is that Russia wants to re-exert the Soviet Union. And people don't get this, do they?
No, they don't. And in the case of North Korea, which was formerly a satellite nation of the Soviet Union, very, very close agreements between Stalin and Kim. Kim,
right.
When I say Kim, I mean his grandfather.
Right.
We now are at a stage whereby North Korea almost has equal footing with Russia and China in terms of long-range or ICBMs.
And you don't need hundreds or thousands of missiles or warheads. You need a couple that can get past your missile defenses to even strike one or two military bases. You need one to deliver an EMP weapon that can knock out our power grid, because I can tell you right now, and I saw Dr. Pai talk about this on Life, Liberty, and Levine a few months ago, if we harden our power grid and we have UHF transformers, and by the way, we were stupid enough with national security to close down all our UHF transformer manufacturing. There's 200 per year made, and we have 10,000 in America. If an EMP either has happened by a missile attack or a cyber attack or a coronal mass ejection, our power grid's going out and it's never coming back. People don't get this, and the population will literally eat themselves. We'll see the emergence of Homo sapiens cannibalis. They'll first eat their pets, like in Venezuela, then they'll eat their children, like in the Second World War, and then finally they'll eat their neighbor. If you don't think that's coming, you're an idiot. And you need to face the music and pray. Don't think you're going to get raptured away. Oh, it's getting so bad, Lord will take us out of here. You're an idiot, and you're going to die in your own spit and vomit. How's that?
Yes, unfortunately. the good Lord's going to come when he's good and ready.
I can tell you when he's going to come. I can tell you right to the date without giving you specific signs. The first day is the day of Sukkot. This is told to me over 27 years ago, when the seven-year treaty or agreement will be made. And it will be made, most likely, believe it or not, and inaugurated by Mr. Trump in the second term. That will start at the blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount on Sukkot for 1,260 days, and it will be cut off on the Pesach, 30 days before the sacrifice will cease on Yom Kippur, when the Jews do their blood sacrifice. And exactly 2,520 days after the start of the so-called treaty or agreement, the Lord will return in the clouds as the seven-year agreement ends and the thermonuclear war has killed most of mankind. That's what's coming, people. And screw-ups by Trump are going to guarantee that the Temple Mount sacrifice will start, that the agreement with the covenant with death will occur, and that the rise of superstate Fourth Reich Europe, the Reich, will happen. And you don't understand that Trump will never get an agreement to stop a thermonuclear war unless he squeezes Russia and China. He's not doing it. He's letting ZTE do their manufacturing and distributing in America. He's giving the Chinese a pass, thinking if I'm nice, they'll help Kim stop his nukes. Not going to happen. How's that?
Unfortunately, that's what's occurring.
Have you experienced
a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry? Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.